Thank you and good morning. The Eureka Police Department will hold a promotion ceremony today at 2:30 at the Warfinger Building to honor the promotions of two new captains, two new sergeants, a new communications supervisor, and a support services manager. Former Sergeants Steve Watson and Brian Stevens have been promoted to captain, and former officers Travis Broad and Gary Whitmer have been promoted to sergeant. Janelle Cernich has been promoted to communications supervisor, and Michelle Reyna Sanchez has been named the support services manager. The details are scarce regarding a report that a 23-year-old woman was found bleeding outside the Adorney Center in downtown Eureka in the early morning hours on Tuesday. Police and medical personnel responded to the scene at just after 3 a.m. and found the woman suffering from stab wounds. She was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment. A suspect has been identified but not named by police, who said in a press release that the stabbing victim and her attacker knew each other. No arrests have been made, and anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. Eureka police arrested 53-year-old Eureka resident John King on Monday morning after a woman called 911 and reported that King had broken into her home and was in her bedroom at a residence in the 1700 block of J Street. The victim awoke at just after midnight to find King standing in her bedroom, and he fled the scene after she screamed at him. Responding officers spotted King hiding in some bushes in the 900 block of H Street, and the victim was able to identify him as the intruder. King was booked for burglary. The investigation into the shooting death of a Mad River man in Trinity County continues. Deputies and medical personnel responded to the scene after the wife of 62-year-old Alan Stone called 911. Deputies would later arrest Elizabeth Stone on suspicion of homicide following an investigation at the scene. Stone initially reported to 911 that Alan Stone was not breathing and needed medical attention. But once on scene, medical personnel realized the cause of his injuries. Deputies were dispatched, and Elizabeth Stone was arrested and booked for homicide. A weapon was recovered at the scene, but the details that led to the shooting have not been released by Trinity County investigators. Election Day in the United States is a day for news organizations to shine. There are local, state, and federal races and issues of all sorts that affect the electorate. But where the electorate chooses to get its news has changed dramatically in the past 20 years. A latest study by the Polling Policy Institute of California reveals that a plurality of residents, 38%, get their political news from television, a sharp drop from just 7 years ago, when that number stood closer to 50%. More and more residents are getting their news from online sources, and even those who still get their news from TV do so from cable news networks and not the big three broadcast companies. In 2000, just 6% of Californians got their primary political news from online sources. That number has climbed steadily to the point where it now stands at 35%. The internet has become the primary source of political news for both younger residents and the more affluent. The PPIC estimates that more than half of all Californians looking for election news coverage last week chose an online source to do so, highlighting the changing face of news media. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One of the lessons learned from last week's election is that voters in California don't turn out on Election Day in great numbers. Less than 30% of registered voters cast ballots last Tuesday. Another issue is finding people willing to run for public office locally. In the city of Eureka, there were two uncontested races, one for mayor and one for a city council seat. And there were others around the county as well. Supervisor Rex Bone has some thoughts about that, and some of it is due to the changing face of how we communicate.
It's a pretty thankless job. You can lose friends for life on this job, you know. I guess, I don't know if it's what do they call it, social media, or, you know, online stuff that people can comment on. And I think people are somewhat reluctant to get their name dragged through the mud. I mean, it gets dragged through pretty good. And if people don't believe in what you say, you're an idiot, you're stupid, you've done this your whole life, you did this your whole life, you know, your family gets dragged into it.
Bone also said that this isn't an exercise for personal glory. The people who run for city council seats and supervisor positions want to be involved in their communities.
I take it to heart when somebody comes up and says, I'm disappointed in what you did. And I get a little bit of that, and we talk about it. And I like to hear their side of it. And then maybe we'll come to, you know, an agreement. People do it because they want to serve. It's, they don't do it for the notoriety. They don't do it for the fame and glory. They actually think they can make a difference.
Bone also said that anonymous comments and criticism have little credibility, but are part of what you deal with as a locally elected official. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.